want to go to one scripture in Malachi chapter 6, and we're going to read from verse 6 to 8. I only have NIV here. Chapter 6, verse 6 to 8. With what should I come before the Lord and bow down before the exalted God? Should I come before him with a burnt offerings, with a calf of a year old, or will the Lord priest with thousands of rams, with 10,000 rivers of oil? Should I offer my firstborn for my transgressions, or the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? Number 8, he has shown you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you? It's very important. Following, give us the answer: to act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God. That's always in my heart. If I want to come to the Lord, what can I bring on that altar of cross? It's first act justly and love the mercy and walk humbly with him. He didn't ask me to build a big ministry, hold a big crusade. He said, just walk with me humbly, and act justly and love mercy. That's offering he's asking for. If he's in here, real in present, why are you going to come to him with offering of your life? And sometimes so hurt my heart. I see so many ministers, and you know they preach the good sermon, but in the private life it hurt my heart to see that there's no justice in their acts. Just broken me to pieces. I said, Lord, if become minister and I become like that, keep me as a small brother, like small child. That's where I should be. I find out in China, our so-called ministers actually is all like small child. We are the first one repent. We are the first one be filled the Holy Spirit. Not for other people to go ahead, but we are the first one hunger for God. We are first one, we need to be repent ourselves. And then God can move in the church. So to act justly is very important, because the Lord is looking not just our acts, also in our heart. And love for mercy. Love for mercy. Have compassion over loss. Have compassion over the people. Have compassion. Yesterday, I don't understand this country, what has been through, but I'm weeping and weeping, not for my own, for this country. When the pastor talk about a lot of things, injustice in this country, I can sense the Holy Spirit gripping the grief in the spirit and cry out for this nation. I thank God for this honor I have part of this. I hope I know more and Lord increase that passion in me, and I'm going to impart to our people, pray for South Africa. Hallelujah. And that love for mercy is even though there's a lot of injustice, there's a lot of unfair things going on, but Lord, clean this land, heal this land, see those blood, the innocent blood, Lord, cover them with your own blood. Don't come with your judgment, Lord. Have mercy first before your judgment come. Give us a message to preach about your mercy to those people. And then humbly walk before him. I said, first things I see in the pioneer or in the person that God can use for carry the revival, God must break us first. Gonna break us, gonna cost our very life, gonna burn off anything that's not from the Lord. It's painful, but I don't know what kind of fire we are hungry for. We cried out for last night, we cried out for Lord, send the fire today. I don't know where you know what you're asking for. So before God send that fire, you must find out what's the fire for. One time I've been in China, one place, there's about 10 young evangelists travel miles, maybe more than 100 miles round to our meetings. And because there is no home to return, the government come, take everything away. And they are being on the mark to be arrested. They're running around from one place to another, but they still preach the gospel wherever they go. And they heard are going to come hold the revival meetings. They, 10 of them, travel miles, 100 miles, just come to this meeting. I remember when I preach, I'm very, very difficult for me to preach, face those young people, young teenagers, lost everything, lost their home, everything, no home to return. And I preach about the fire of God. But instead of trying to comfort them, because from my flesh I want to comfort them. Oh, you suffer so much for the Lord. Oh, you know, you are a good messenger, you are a good servant of God. Instead of trying to comfort them, but God gave very strong message. Give very strong message. Then I preach, no hiding after Pentecost. I said, what kind of fire you want? You want the same kind of Pentecostal fire on the day of the Pentecost. Then you won't hide yourself after this experience. They only hide before the Pentecostal when their Lord be crucified. But no more hiding anymore. After Pentecost, even people persecute them, don't proclaim the name of Jesus in this place. But they gather together, not for hiding. They've asked for the Lord, shake him this place again. Give us a boldness, we'll go forth again. Fill us again, and stretch your hand with signs and wonders. That afternoon, I remember last meeting, I enter a room, whole room is like a fire furnace, like dynamite waiting for expose. So after I preach, the first row is those young evangelists, and I said, Lord, fire, come down, and they fall on the power, and such a fire burn in them for hours. And what I heard later is from that meeting, they go forth again with such a fire in them, and such boldness in them. They're no longer hiding. Hallelujah. Heard the news article here that, you know, the government tried to stop the radio, the Christian radio broadcast here. They tried to shout our mouths. He tried to take it away. Don't proclaim the name of Jesus. But church is not time for hiding. It's time for us to gather together and cry out to God for once again. Shake this place. Hallelujah. So we can bring the word boldly. They like it or not. We'll not obey the man, we'll obey God. Hallelujah. Don't worry, God will give us a channel, a deal to do the things, greater things that no one done before. Because I find out I don't have to worry, I don't have to pray. And God can do just like that. If you are willing. A couple months ago, the Lord just said, it's now changing the spiritual address, I move into your height, to another place. I don't quite understand, but instantly I get a phone call and they're gonna put me on the Showway radio all over broadcast to China every day for 1 hour. No. Within 2 weeks, my program is already on the air. Right now still going on in China every night. And we can do it just like that. When you are ready. Hallelujah. So I never to worry about how God can do it, because it's not my business, it's His business. Hallelujah. I just be available. I just willing, Lord, willing. Hallelujah. And now I proclaim the airway. Hallelujah. The revival should come to China. China should be saved. I bombard the air. Hallelujah. With promise of God. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm excited doing that. And our people in China don't have a station they can speak to the nations. But now I go in and bring the message out and broadcast. Hallelujah. Lord have ways. He's a wonderful ways beyond we can pray, you know, beyond we can to measure. I don't know, in my meetings usually I don't know what's gonna happen. I don't know, maybe God keep me humble like that because you know, he just need me to obey and watch. So I usually don't know what's gonna happen. Sometimes I tire, I from one place to another, but I just go stay on the prayer and the Holy Spirit begin to move. I just watch. I say, Lord, what honor I can see how you move. What honor I can see before my eyes. Hallelujah. And when you see the even younger, small children being touched in tears for hours, I say, every labor is nothing. It's nothing. nothing. It's worth everything to see the kingdom of God come to the people. Hallelujah. That worth everything. Hallelujah. All my life. One thing I just want to share is to humble yourself. Humble yourself. If you are the priest, you are the servant of the Lord, the only thing God requires us is humble yourself and walk with Him. That's the secret of my ministry. I just learned humble myself as a small child and go with my Father. Wherever He goes, He will do the things. I don't have to worry. But I just love Him. I just pour out my heart to Him in worship, in prayer, in wherever He moves me. I just respond to His leading. And that's simple as a child. Then I learned the ministry of Jesus is very, very easy. His yoke is easy, never heavy burden. When you just follow Him, just walk with Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But we must come to a place that we have first been burned with this fire. The fire comes with cleansing. The fire comes with purifying. The fire comes with break. We see the wood be burned with a fire. The wood will break. Pop, 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 pop. So there's a process that fire come gonna break us. And I find out if God can break me, and God can break when I ministry to the people. If I'm being break first, I'm being humble first. It's not that difficult. One time in China, in the city, I only stayed 1.5 days. And I talk about be honest when you pray before the Lord, repent. And people cry all kinds of confession. I dare to hear. It's so ugly, so hard to hear those things in the church. By the Holy Spirit moving in the repentance, people begin to confess all kinds of injustice, the thing in the leaders, in the churches. It's very hard. And I'm weeping on the pulpit too for a couple hours. And strange enough, today I don't know what's been confessed there. All covered by the blood. And that night we have breakthrough worship. We pray, we dancing, we just fighting with the enemies. And next day morning, we have 2,000 people packed in the Kung Fu school. 2,000 people overnight. And we don't know where those people come from. And this meeting shake the whole city. Never once have this kind of meeting in this city. It's a new mission field. And God do it overnight. Like that. I find out it's not much we need to do. We just need to repent of our sins. And that morning, 2,000 people, all, not just non-believers, all the churches that don't want to talk to one another, all come together and worship Jesus. Because there have been repentance, there have been breakthrough in the worship. And when God comes, everything put together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And we need that such pioneer heart. And we're willing to face the challenge. I remember I go to Xi'an, ancient capital of China. The ancient wall for 1,000 years still standing there. Represent the tradition, the darkness barrier in China. And I go there and young evangelist tell me, say, Brother Ling, this is a hard ground. We dig so many years, not much fruit come of it. It's so hard, we almost want to give up. And I say, no, I don't like this word impossible. I don't like this word hard. Hallelujah. I'm come here to dig. Hallelujah. I come here to lay my life. And in 2 days meeting, we see the Holy Spirit broke out like fire upon those leaders. And they have hope. They have faith. They know it's going to happen. And I say it's not that hard. When I go, not just try to go the sideways. I like the Jonathan and the one take the weapon with him. I go all the way right on to the war. I don't want to go out of place. We're just right on. Because there's no need to hide, because there's only thing is battle. Rather you die or you fight. Instead of hiding there for die myself, I rather die in the battle. I rather die as a master thief. We say so many ways to die, but most honorable way is die for Christ, the one that loved you so much, the one pour out his own life to you. If you want to die for someone, die for Jesus Christ. You want to forsake all the things for someone, forsake for Jesus Christ. That's the only reason, that's the only thing we care that much. It's for Him. It's for Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Should we stand? Hallelujah. Dear Lord Jesus, Lord, we humble come before You. We say, Lord, we are nothing. Lord, let's see we are really nothing, then we will see You are everything. Let us see there is nothing strange on my own, but You become my strength. And You will become like David say, Lord, You are my strength. I love You. For if I have nothing to give, Lord, You can become by the very life we have. Let us die and so we can live. Lord, I pray for many souls in this room. The many your dear loved child. But Lord, You come with such love and compassion over them. Not because You want to push us to something that try to hurt us. Because You love so much, love us so much, You want us to have a partake of Your very life. The life willing to die for the multitude. Willing to die for this lost world. If we don't die, this world is without hope. Because You have no other man, You have no other people can do it. You look for Your own church. You look for Your own church response to Your call. Where You go as I go. Because You have no other people. We are Your people. If we don't go, who should go? If we don't pray, who should pray? Let us feel hard, Lord Jesus. So we have part of Your life. This life gonna die. So we will live with You also. Lord, deal with our heart, each one of us. That has some area, that have that barrier that we cannot move higher and higher. We cannot move one step forward. Well, then it's time, Lord, You can begin to deal with us. That will come the extra cost, extra miles, just for our Lord Jesus Christ. They will come what is worse, what is unworthy. And Lord, we'll pick out the way to follow You. Lord, You know the people, Lord. You know Your sermons. And may them a message, Lord. May the cross, the message of cross be so alive in them, O God. Become the way of living, O God. Become the word, become fresh in them, O God. They will know and know and know that's the only path. Let's go to the cross. Lay myself on the altar. Die to my ambition. Die to my position. Die to my everything I try my flesh. But let me die. So You become so alive in me. Do the operation in the heart. Jesus. This very life have a meaning because I can live for You. No longer I live, You live in me. Thank You, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank You, Lord. I believe You just begin to deal with us so we can go further. So we can go higher, not just emotional things. You're looking for that will. You're looking for that commitment. You're looking for that obedience. But let us come for joy. Come there for joy. Not because I have to do it. But because I'm glad to do it. Because I love You, Master. I love You so much. Come nothing compared to Your presence. Come nothing compared to Your love to me. It's nothing, Lord. It's nothing. It's not really a price. It's You pay the price. And give to us. Thank You, Jesus. Hallelujah. I believe I build the altar in this praise. Not just me, we spend time together. And we shouting, we dancing, we build the altar, we want to meet with God. Lord, we challenge some of you, just come forth and lay your life in the altar. I don't want you come lightly, because in China we challenge people. Such a male God have been raised in cultural revelation, have been raised up from the dead, has to give light to Jesus Christ, such anointing minister, and he preaches thousand give light to Christ, but later on fall back from his call. And while was there and looking at a message, the glory of the Lord left the Israel. And he's weeping and weeping and weeping, and hope the door was gonna open up to him, but he in the total darkness. For 20 years, Lord haven't forgotten the decision he has made. Say, Lord, I want to forsake everything and follow you. For 20 years, God still deal with him. So usually I challenge my people, don't come to the altar so lightly, because God knows what we have made in our heart to him. It's not easy vow. Don't make the commitment so lightly. But I will challenge you. Hallelujah. It's not matter my reputation. I'm the young minister. You don't come first for me at all, but for your master. Are you hear the call? Are you willing to pay the price? Go all the way. There's something he's challenged you to lay on the altar. Are you willing to put on the altar? Hallelujah. I will ask the worship team to come to help me on that song. You give me life on earth, so I give it back to you. In Atlanta, we first time hear this song in the morning session like this. And this song becomes so real to us, because right after we sing in that song, we go out the door. About six or eight, our dear brother from Taiwan and sisters lost their life and one in the car accidents. That night, when come back and sing the same song, my heart is trembling. Because in the songs, if today the trumpet sounds, I will live for you also. That song becomes so real that afternoon. Instantly, God brings some people away. Let you know, I can do it, as you say. I remember when I was 33 years old, I speak in a prayer meeting. I say, I'd rather be with the Lord today, because the Lord left me on this earth for a purpose. But when I go out from the prayer meeting, I have a big car accident. Right before I go to China, I have a big car accident. My car is rolling on the highway like this and hit the sideway, and all glasses upon me. And I'm not hurt at all. But Lord said, as you say, tonight I can bring you home. And he's that serious. He's that serious. So we can live as you live, Master. Dear Master, we don't worship from afar. We want like a John near to your heart. But your heart is on the cross. John follow you all the way to the cross. Have mercy upon your people, Lord. Have mercy upon us, oh God. Now we try to run away from your call. Now we try to run away from suffering and persecution, Lord. They are saying, embrace the cross, Lord. As you embrace it. There's our own will die with you on the cross, Lord. So may, Father, your will be done on our life and through our life. Dear Lord Jesus, take our life, oh God. It's an honor to die for you. It's an honor I can give up everything for you. Indeed, I'm nothing. Let the Lord of the harvest speak to you directly. Harvest is plenty. Where's my workers? How many want to walk my path as I walk? How many really want to be a disciple? I believe something even glorious challenge you as he challenged me. So God is testing you as testing me. Are you willing to die for me? Are you willing? Are you willing to lay the best you have on the altar? Not something you lay aside. Not something second hand, but very best of your own. The very best of your own. So here am I, Lord, on the altar of the cross. Here's my life. Here are the things I love dearly. Lord Jesus, come Holy Spirit, come Holy Spirit, we need you to present us before the Lord. By our own strength we cannot do it, but Holy Spirit, you are our helper, Holy Spirit, you are our comforter, Holy Spirit, you are our teacher, present us to the Lord. Jesus. Let the fire break us. Let the very fire from presence of the Lord break us, O God. Break it very in the most being of us, oh God. Very deep core that have been hiding for so many years, that have been resistant for so many years. Break us, oh Lord. Break our heart, Lord, deeply, Lord. There's something I still hold on to. Even my family, Lord. Even the things that look right. Bring to the light. Bring to the light. Who can stand before your light? Search my heart, God. Search my heart, God. It's not too much. He's asking us too much. He gave the very best he had, his own life. Jesus. Jesus. Lord, we are not asking for big ministry. We are not asking for big churches. We're not asking for big congregation. We're asking this God, oh Jehovah, walk with us. You're only drawing in a humble heart. Their heart humble, feel drawing praise for you, Lord. Whatever you do, Lord, just break us. Jesus. Shikoda.
You give me life on earth so I could goodbye to you, Jesus. Give me breath so life so I could praise your name on high.
Should I believe, Lord? Should I believe, Lord? I surrender. I surrender, Lord. Take my life, Lord. Jesus. Here I am, Lord. Living sacrifice. Living sacrifice. Go still, Lord. Go ahead, Lord. Fire in the heart, Lord. Jesus. Dear Lord Jesus.
Gave me life on earth so I could give it back to you. You gave me breath of life.
I could praise your name. Oh, Jesus. Oh. A mercy on us, O Lord. A mercy on your servants, O God. Jesus. Merciful Master. Merciful Lord. I live on. For today the trumpet sound. I will live for you, Lord. Long, long I live. I live for you, Master. Give me, I live on. For today the trumpet sound. Jesus. Dear Lord Jesus, I will live for you. The only reason I live is because you live. The only reason I can die, because you already died. Jesus, give me your life. The life will die for many. I die as a master sin. Today be I live on. Thank you afresh, Lord. We don't want to praise ourselves. Die to our own flesh, your Master. We present ourselves like every desire of the flesh. They will lay on the altar, Lord. Jesus. Visit your people, Lord. Put a foundation in our heart. The only reason I live, because Christ has died for me. I have a message to talk. The very message is Jesus died, been crucified. Become real to me. May the cross be their message. May the cross walk in their heart. Jesus, live for you, Lord. Power of the cross, the power of the Holy Ghost, walk through your cross, Lord. So we should die daily, Lord. As it goes through the process, die with my Master. See you on the cross. Meet you on the cross. The fire from altar will burn in our life. To thee be I long. For today the trumpet sound. I will live for you, Lord. I will live for you, Lord. Is any reason I live? Dear Master, I will live for you. To the highest mountain, to the lowest sea, to the island, to the farm, to the village. Where you go, I go also.